Hey, it's this voice again, because I only have one bit. Let's listen to some music. Ooh, that's a ghost sound. And you're back at the Grandcast, part two.
Welcome back to the second section of the Grandcast. I would say second half, but it's not literally half, so... It makes me uncomfortable to label it as such.
You're not a fan of improper fractions.
Correct. I'm a stickler for the fractional accuracy. And this is a series of mini segments. We've got a couple new ones, a couple old ones. Should be good. Try not to go too long because we need to go to Cameron's going away party.
Secret going away party.
It is secret, but we've already crossed the threshold for the starting time.
That's fair.
And this won't be published until probably Sunday.
Well, and it is secret. You see though. The Facebook status? They moved it back.
Oh?
Yeah, they're not getting there until 9:30.
9:30?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so we got time.
Yep.
Are we supposed to be there beforehand?
I think she said get there at 9:30.
9? All right, so it's 8 right now. So we got like an hour.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. It's all good. So I've been needing an intern for this show to help me with the production and the editing and just like cleaning around the office space, my apartment, but... That's like something interns do because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
I have a very broadly defined job description. So technically, like.
They can't say it's not in the description.
Yeah. That's Swiffering. It just said the conclusion of the job description is other duties as required.
Yeah.
It's a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much every job description these days has it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm doing anything exploitative or wrong here. But this is Trump's America, so Republican job creators kind of dictate the terms of the deal here.
I do work at a DeVos-owned hotel, so there you go. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you're part of the solution.
Or the problem. I'm pretty sure that's...
It's all about perspective. So, I have an ad out. I'm starting to get resumes. I haven't called anyone in for an interview yet. Making them sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got to think that there's a whole queue of people ahead of them to make them hungry for the job.
You should lie and say there's college credit.
I don't want to make any legally binding statements.
Ah, okay.
Because lawyers are expensive. So... once I start calling people in for interviews, what kind of questions do you think I should ask them? Because I'm bad at interviews.
For an intern for your show?
Yep.
Let's see. A, do they have any family in the brewing business?
Oh, for perks?
Yeah, an intern can get you discounts better than other interns.
That would be nice.
Two... you, Mike loves the show. I'm meh about it, but like Fraser.
My show?
No, not the show.
Oh.
The show Fraser?
Yes.
You know how they have
Brandon Fraser?
You know how the producer, yes, Brandon Fraser. The producer.
From Monkey Bone fame.
And The Mummy, but not the new Mummy.
There's a new Mummy?
Yeah. It's got Tom Cruise.
What?
Yeah, Tom Cruise is going to be slaying mummies.
When is that out?
No, there's a trailer for it.
Like, it's the same series.
It's a reboot.
Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it as Scorpion King?
I don't believe so.
That's too bad.
Okay, so. Well, where I was going with that is, a lot of sitcoms focus on, the playful, sexual tension between workers.
Like Roz and Frasier.
Yeah, Roz and
Frasier. They should have been slamming their bits together.
Yeah, like, Roz is sassy. Roz was awesome.
Yeah.
So you may want that, like a playful sexual tension kind of thing.
With my intern.
Yeah. But you obviously don't break any HR rules.
I feel like that's a pretty slippery slope. No, entendre intended? Or are those the same word? I don't know.
No. Yeah, I got you.
Yep. Slippery.
Okay, if you're against playful sexual intention, which is basically the whole purpose of The Office. Jim and Pam.
There were other characters in that show.
Nope. Or Michael and...
Toby?
No.
There was a lot of tension there.
There was a lot of tension. Michael and... Oh, I forgot her name, but she was played by Amy Ryan. She played the HR person who replaced Toby.
In the later season. Mm-hmm. The shorter blonde lady.
She is so good in Gone Baby Gone.
That's a Clint Eastwood movie.
No. That's Ben Affleck movie.
Oh, even worse.
No, it's really good. Morgan Freeman's in it. It's a straight up great movie.
So is Morgan Freeman's in Dolphin Tale.
Well, okay. True.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the third one you would ask of an intern is, do they have any, like, street smarts?
Like if they're a drug dealer?
Well, I mean, I just think you want one, like, you know, whatever, you're going back alley and you have to record a podcast, like, abroad. You want a guy who can shiv some people.
I don't know if they're a violent criminal.
Yeah.
Are they capable of being a violent criminal?
You want someone who's capable of being violent on your behalf.
Hmm.
Not someone that's capable of being violent towards you.
What?
Because, like, every boss has a henchman.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's some good food for thought. Thank you. Next segment is plug your social media and upcoming events.
Okay, that's easy to do. February 25th, there's a board game and stand-up show. It's a spinoff of the Ned Talk. I wanted something where it's less production, just really good, solid stand-ups, telling some jokes. You get to play board games with them. You get to play board games with your friends that you bring. The show's cheaper than the regular Ned Talk.
How much is it?
$6.
$6?
Ah.
That's on Saturday, February
25th.
At what time?
I mean, no, 15th. So
15th is...
Yeah, 25th. I lied. I know my days. 25th. And it's next Saturday. It's going to be a great
Where?
Time. The Fuse Box.
Fuse Box. $6.
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday. Be there or be
a terrible somewhere. Person.
Oh, and also a terrible person.
Tom Hunt, don't be a terrible person. Be at the show.
Wow, look at that call out. He's one of my two loyal listeners. I'd appreciate if you didn't alienate them. You're an awesome person, Tom.
Getting a shout out.
Like, you're an awesome person, Tom. Regardless of your attendance to any event.
Do you remember MTV TRL? I just want to shout out...
Carson Daly or post-Carson Daly?
Either one, but people did shout outs on that. People like to hear their name shouted on things.
Not when you're like, you're a terrible person if you don't go to my event.
Well, but he might go to the event and then he's not a terrible person.
Tom, you're awesome regardless.
He's pretty awesome.
Next segment is Read Me NPR. Oh, did you have any social media to plug?
Oh,
are you on the tweeters?
Just or follow the Ned Talk.
You Snapchat.
Nerdy Viking on Twitter. And I'm doing an April Fool's Ned Talk.
On April 1st?
Yep. And I have a dumb name for it. I haven't actually announced this on Facebook or anything.
Oh, this is an exclusive?
Yeah.
Breaking news, everybody. Listen up.
The stupid name of it's going to be the Ned Talk. presents or the Ned Talk, and it's gonna be called "The Show Was Yesterday," because it's on April Fools. It's a dumb joke. And
yep.
Thank you for affirming that it was a dumb joke. And the
That completes my affirmation segment ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. And the money's gonna, half the money raised at the show is gonna go to the ACLU,
the American Civil Liberties Union.
Mm-hmm.
Very good organization. The Michigan chapter or the national?
When I looked, I couldn't find out how to donate to the Michigan. But
I don't even know.
By the time the show comes, I'll see what I can do. I generally like to donate local.
Yeah. All right. Next segment is Read Me NPR. So I have printed off an excerpt of a article from the National Public Radio. Is that what it stands for? And please read it to me in the style of an NPR host. So you want to be close to the microphone, okay. Kind of like low and quiet. Oh, yeah. How's that cocktail treating you?
It's pretty good. You did a pretty good job.
Thank you. I don't normally drink liquor, but today's one of those days.
I'm a liquor guy.
Liquor? I hardly know her.
Oh.
Sorry. But go ahead.
See, my favorite NPR voice isn't technically on NPR.
That's fine.
It's the Serial.
The podcast about murder?
Yeah. Hmm. Where she's like, Sarah, I forgot her last name now. How did I forget her name? She's great. But it's like, what if I told you that, all right, what if I told you that a 3,000-pound rooster statue was stolen from North Carolina Farm in Baltimore? No. It's cocky. I'm reading this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it was a long one, but I felt it.
It's okay. This is so pun-filled. It's a cocky move to steal a rooster statue, and authorities have apprehended a man they believe has run afoul of the law. The local sheriff says the case is very strange. In the dead of night last weekend in North Carolina, Alexander County, a massive concrete statue of a rooster disappeared from its perch in front of a poultry farm. The white rooster stands about 4 feet tall and has a bright red wattle. Alexander County officials, Sheriff Chris Bowman, tells the 2A it's valued at more than $1,000. But perhaps the most impressive aspect of the lawn ornament is its considerable weight, approximately 3,000 pounds, according to Bowman. Large concrete ornaments of this kind are not uncommon in this area, which is home to numerous poultry farms, according to the sheriff. But he says this is very strange. It's the first time in his 37 years with the sheriff's department that he's seen a theft like this. We've had larceny of yard ornaments, but nothing of this size and weight, and we still don't know why anyone would want to stake and steal this type of ornament. He says authorities received reports of a tractor in the area, and the night the rooster was stolen. They found it Thursday, still in the county. We found evidence of white paint on the forks of the tractor that we believe matches the paint from the concrete statue rooster. Pete Gilland, who runs the poultry farm, tells the 2A that he is baffled by the theft of the statue, which he gave his wife as a birthday gift 5 or 6 years ago. He has no idea why someone would go to the trouble of stealing this giant rooster. As for the suspect, I do not know him. I have no relationship with him. He says, I recognized him, but that's about all. And perhaps the biggest question, where's the rooster now? Authorities found the base of the statue several miles away from its home, but the rooster bird remains missing. When questioned about the rooster whereabouts, The individual did not cooperate, Bowman says.
Thank you. I could listen to you talk about a giant cock all night long.
There's less puns towards the end.
Yeah, it came out firing hot, but...
kind of...
You run out of bird puns, I guess. Next segment is called Guess My Number. And okay. I am thinking of a whole number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. Please try to guess it.
Okay. I need to look at your eyes. I need to take them in like we're on a mountaintop. And there's no one around us and the sky is blue and the sun is shining. And all you can think of is me and this number. And I'm going to say that according after the story that we just read, the number you're thinking is 69.
Nope. Oh. Next segment is called Improvise an Ad. ... I think it's called an ellipsis or something.
Yes.
So I would like for you to improvise a radio ad for the WWE, please.
I feel like all WWE ads need to end like we remember them. All right, so. This Sunday, 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 come to the Bulkhead Dome, where WWE is producing the event. Fastlane. Watch that old guy, Goldberg, who's literally 50, fight the young Canadian chubby guy who has a beard and is really awesome named Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens is probably going to lose the belt to the 50-year-old guy who shouldn't be in the company. Watch as other people do other stuff. And Charlotte beats Bayley, and that's going to be cool, but I like Bayley better. So go watch Fastlane. And I'm being too specific with my wrestling references right now. Thank you. And it starts at 7:30. All
right. Thank you. This next segment, which we already kind of touched on, but we'll go through it, is called Affirmation.
Okay.
And Ryan, I really enjoy Date Night and the new Date Night you did on Monday. And the Ned Talks are my favorite comedy bit or, well, hold on. Let me check my notes. What was the word?
Format.
The Ned Talks are my favorite comedy format that I've seen in Grand Rapids. And I really enjoy them. And I hope you keep doing those. Okay. And I wish you continued success in your efforts. Thank you.
I want to firm you back. Has that been done yet?
It's not allowed. Oh. I'm not doing this for reciprocation. This is me trying to...
Okay.
Affirmations are something that I've lacked in my social interactions. I haven't been very affirmative of people's efforts.
Well,
so that's something
you.
I'm trying to overcome through.
Did you see the Facebook status I wrote?
About this?
No, about the last date night that I did with Ryan.
I don't go on Facebook very much.
Oh, yeah, you don't. So someone kept... all of a sudden, I forgot her name. Well, someone that was at the show asked if me and Ryan were a couple.
Ooh.
After seeing it. And I'm like...
Maybe
Mike's jealous. But B, I was like, that's flattering in two levels. One, that we had that much chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that they thought that I could land someone that is as traditionally attractive as he is.
He's pretty tall.
Yeah, he's basically a Disney princess. I've heard multiple...
Princess?
Prince.
Hmm.
I've heard multiple people describe him as a Disney prince.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing that show is so much fun.
That was a good one. You guys got a good couple there. Well done. Next segment, rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
So we're going to play a game of rock, paper, scissors. We're going to do 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, shoot. Ah, damn it.
All right. Next segment is called Hot or Not.
Okay.
So I have a list of things here. And I'm going to read them out, and you tell me hot or not. All right?
Mm-hmm. I think I know where this is going.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian.
Not. I mean, that booty is pretty cool.
Entitled to your own opinion.
But I don't think we'd get along.
That's your determination of if someone's hot or not is if you get along?
I mean, it's more than just the outer shell.
I guess I should have defined this as like an objective hot or not, maybe. Well, I guess you can interpret it however you like. Okay, so if you want to base this on...
Actually, if I'm not being an intellectual snob, clearly she's hot.
Thank you. Star Wars.
Oh, it's totally hot right now.
So hot. Katy Perry.
Hot. Because she's like, really has a sense of humor. Like, she's hilarious. And so her
talented.
Riding a lion in the Super Bowl was friggin' awesome.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
She's a firework.
She is. A bowl of soup.
Ooh. May I ask for clarification or no?
Nope.
I'm going to say not and assume it's gazpacho.
Technically correct. Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. Or hot.
Thank you.
Yes.
Also yes. The Saharan Desert.
Hot.
Correct. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, hot, obviously. And he's got a good first name.
A teapot.
Hot.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
I'll give her... Yeah, we'll say hot.
Sure. Liquid magma.
Did you just do an Austin Powers reference?
Maybe.
I'm going to go ahead and say that liquid magma does qualify as hot.
Thank you. Chatham Tanning.
Channing Tatum? Oh, yeah, I will say he's hot, obviously. Like, I haven't watched Magic Mike, but I need to.
You picked up that was not the right name. Tanning Chatham.
He is awesome in that friggin' Seth Rogen movie. It's the End of the World or This Is It.
Oh, This Is the End.
This Is the End.
That was also the wrong name. Channing Tatum.
No, Channing Tatum. Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, obviously I'm going to say hot.
He's so hot right now.
Yeah.
A Carolina Reaper pepper.
Yes, that is hot.
It's like the hottest pepper. The surface of the sun.
Hot.
Super hot. Inside my pants.
Okay, well, are we going compared to like a... I'm going to say a not on that one.
I
don't know if that's the proper answer. Maybe I've gotten a point deducted.
I'm not disclosing the proper answer. All right. Next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment.
Okay.
What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
I'll go with something ridiculous here. I had a toy helicopter from the Toxic Avenger franchise.
Ooh.
When they made it like cartoony and like for kids. Had no idea that it was a violent horror movie that showed tits.
There was titties?
Like, I've been told. I've not watched
more than one.
Trauma.
That was plural.
I haven't watched a lot of trauma movies.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Or was it Trauma? Trauma? I don't know.
I don't know.
But when there was cartoon series, and it was you would hook a little canister of it from it, because it was the bad guy's helicopter, and it would shoot smog. This was like some black spray paint thing, and you just go, and it had like slime, little splotches on it. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty dark. That was one of your favorite toys?
I thought it was a cool toy.
It is.
I also had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Rock Bus.
Ooh, that was a really good one.
And I had like the rock and like the Raphael with the mohawk.
Yeah.
And I had the M. Bison like tank type kind of thing.
Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. I had some of the Street Fighter action figures. Those were pretty cool too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Segment's called... This is actually the last segment of show.
I'm burning through this.
Yeah. Well, we got to get to Cam's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to be late. It's called Just the Tip.
Nah.
So you need to take your pants off. Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't heard the other one, so I don't know if you're serious or not, but okay.
Nope. Offer one tip to other aspiring comedians with your pants on, please.
With my pants on. Okay. I think this is can be seen in the Grand Rapids community a little bit. People are worried about being a developed voice before they just try to be funny.
Please explicate.
I will. I think a lot of people are, especially now, people are want to do political stuff and want to, like, there's a lot of different, there's two different aspects to this. Like, some people are worried about their message, and some people are worried about their character or their voice and their stand-up. And I think what's important for that kind of thing right now is just be funny, and as you get experience, the other stuff will come. If you're trying to be political for the sake of being political when you're a young and new comic, it's going to come off as preachy or echo chambery. I would say the two things are just write as much as you can, and so that, and it doesn't have to be all similar stuff. Try different jokes, try stories, try one-liners. You might not be good at one-liners. You might not be good at stories. But learning from those mistakes will develop you as a better comic. And I would also say, perform in front of different rooms. Do Calm. Do Sunday at Funnies. Do other rooms.
Tip Top Deluxe.
Tip Top. The Holiday Bar. Kalamazoo. I really like the Kalamazoo.
The whole city of Kalamazoo?
The Louise Trophy House is a really good room.
I don't know anything about Kalamazoo.
Tried to do Lansing rooms. Like, I don't do this enough. I don't do hardly any of this shit right now. But you can't, if you, a lot of the com performers only perform in front of the com audiences.
Mm.
And that's good. It's a great place to learn and grow. Especially, and I think it makes sense if you're doing sketch and improv, because that's one of the only places to do sketch and improv besides like Fictional Friends and some other places. But for stand-up, there's other places to do stand-up. And you won't grow as a stand-up if you're only performing in front of one crowd.
Very good. Thank you for that tip, Ryan. And thank you for being here tonight. Thank you, Josh and Tom, for listening.
Josh, I'm going to kick your ass in Love Letter.
It's a bold proclamation. All right. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of the podcast. This episode is dedicated to Kevin Sullivan. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand.
into the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you. Into the night, I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through.